Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
Continue with this issue, but it's so many different issues that just kind of feed into the same main point, which is Americans have to realize they're going to have to unite for a common cause, and there's a huge void in American politics right now where nobody is filling it, which is saying what is the common cause here? What is the unifying cause here? And the answer is our own cause. The answer is the cause of America. But instead, we have to deal with Ukraine, and we have to deal with Israel, and we have to deal with foreign aid all over the planet, and have to build golden domes and all of this other garbage. Meanwhile, the average American is like, I don't know how I'm going to afford to live. Meanwhile, the average American is going to their downtown major metropolitan areas and wondering if they can even get home safe. They don't care about what happens in Ukraine. They don't care about what happens in the Middle East. They're living day to day trying to get by. And who is addressing their issues? Who is delivering for them? So yes, we need a unifying cause, and it's the American cause. And we need somebody to properly communicate this. But in order to properly communicate this, you have to understand this. You have to be willing to learn. You have to be willing to listen. And I see Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I don't know if it's just an instinctual thing with her or that she's really studying the political issues right now, but she's filling the void better than anyone else. I don't even see President Trump trying anymore, to be honest. And he's getting some good stuff done, but it's not where it needs to be. It needs to be every day pounding the pavement for the American people. It needs to be every day pounding the pavement for these issues that are so common that nobody wants to seriously listen to or address. And I guess it's because there's no money in it for them. There's no lobbyists. You know, who's lobbying for the little guy? Say, why do Israel's interests always get put before the American interest? Well, are you lobbying D.C.? Are the student loan debt-ridden Americans, are they in D.C. lobbying? No. No, see, because the average American now is basically living in debt. The average American now is basically living paycheck to paycheck. They can't lobby. They can't spend millions of dollars to influence D.C. politics. So they go unheard. And then when somebody hears the issues they bring up, they just say, oh, stop complaining. And so we can make fun of AOC with the whole, oh, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps thing. But, I mean, to a certain degree, you don't have to agree with her politically, but to a certain degree, you have to recognize that there's actually something there. And then when you're on the right and you just discount this, you say, oh, you're a stupid liberal. You're a stupid commie. Well, then you're not fixing anything. And no, the economy is not getting better. Cost of living is still way up. Inflation is down. That's good. Wages have gone up a little bit, but cost of living is still way up. Taxes are still too high. Energy bills, grocery bills, still too high. And then you look at the debt, which is compounding interest on people. This is what needs to be addressed. This is when you talk about, you know, building up the middle class or giving people the chance to climb the financial ladder. That's where it starts. But these people feel hopeless right now, folks, and they don't see anyone in politics reaching out on their issues. Nobody.
Ultimate Fish Oil is not just a supplement, but a statement.
Morning. Morning.
Not only can Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com help your heart, mind, and joints, but it keeps InfoWars on the air.
Morning. Morning.
Your heart is the engine of your life, and Ultimate Fish Oil is the premium fuel it craves.
Morning.
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 Ultimate Fish Oil is your cognitive clarity captain. The DHA in this formula is a foundational stone for brain health. Ultimate Fish Oil is your joint health general. The soothing reduction in inflammation ensures you'll feel invincible in the info war. InfoWars has never wavered from its mission, and with Ultimate Fish Oil, neither will you. Step up to the plate, nourish your body, and nourish the fight for a future where the new world order is defeated. Get it now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, I want to get to the geopolitical news now, but the truth is, I can't communicate this enough. I can't. I really. It's almost like a test deal where it's like let's just send a bunch of test waves out there and see what works. So it's like how do we get Americans to unify on American issues and American causes? And people are sick of hearing about Ukraine. They're sick of hearing about Israel. And I get it. We all are. And the reasons why are legitimate, why people are talking about it are legitimate. We're sick of sending all our money over there. We're sick of our foreign policy being influenced by all of this stuff. The deep state, the intelligence agencies, all of it. Military-industrial complex, we're sick of it. Americans are getting crushed. But it's just like, how do we, you got to practice this. It's like, I'm going to throw 100 curveballs until I know the exact grip I like, the exact rotation I like, the exact arm angle I like, the exact downward motion I like. And it's like, once you get it, then you've got your curveball, then you can throw it. So it's like, how do we get the right delivery system here to really institute political change that affects in a positive way every American, left, right, center, all of them? Because that's the only solution here. And as long as right wingers are going to insult young people for complaining about the lot that they get coming out, then you're never going to be able to do it. But see, that's why I'm looking at Marjorie Taylor Greene and I'm saying she gets it. She sees it. She's either got great political instincts or she's really honing in on these things and she's saying, you know what? The left-right paradigm, though it's a real thing, has failed Americans, and there's a huge void now in D.C., in Washington politics, where nobody's listening. Nobody's listening to the American people and what their issues are. And I get it, because all these people in D.C., they're all rich. There's so much freaking money in D.C., they don't care. So they either come from rich families or they're taking advantage of the money there. They're not hearing from the Americans that are actually going through all this. So they just cast them aside, just say, yeah, you have no money, we don't care about you. Go figure it out on your own. Well, you know what happens? You get a communist mayor of New York City. That's what happens. And you know what happens next? You get a communist president. So you might want to get ahead of that. You might want to try to stop that. It might be time to open your mind a little bit. It might be time to open your eyes and open your ears and open your heart a little bit to these issues. I'm not telling you to promote or believe in left-wing politics. I'm just sitting here looking at this massive void, and now I'm seeing leftists start to see it. I'm seeing people on the right start to see it. Nobody politically, but it's like the same thing with the Krasenstein family coming back from Japan. They're like, why is this city so nice compared to American cities? Jeez. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, maybe we've thrown enough of these curveballs for the day, because I do want to get into this geopolitical news, and I got some other breaking news and a bunch of video clips and a guest coming up. But we want to thank our audience for continuing to support us here and keep InfoWars on the air. And we really want to thank our VIP members at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP, where we have extended the sale an exclusive sale for VIP members on the buy one, get one free on all health supplements, the buy one, get one free on all apparel, VIP members only at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, if you're not a VIP member and you want to take advantage of this sale, it's very simple. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. You can become a VIP member today and you will get immediate access to this deal. You will also get your monthly credits. Yes, you get monthly credits to spend at the store when you become a VIP member. You also get double entries into all giveaways. When you shop at thealexjonesstore.com, you get multiple entries into our raffles and giveaways. Right now, it is the Jeep Gladiator Rubicon. So when you shop at the store, you get multiple entries to win that. But when you're a VIP member, you get double, so even more entries. Increase your odds of winning by becoming a VIP member. So we really make it worth it for the VIPs. We really thank our VIPs. It's that sustained membership that budgets us into the future. So we encourage you to take advantage of this VIP-only sale, and we encourage you to continue supporting us and becoming a VIP member. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP. Okay. Now, we are waiting comments from President Trump. It's going to be on this news. Trump to announce Apple's plan to invest $100 billion in U.S. manufacturing. And they're saying they're going to make all their screens here. So you're talking about millions of screens. So I know they're going to have a huge plant in Kentucky. There will likely be other plants as well. So this is a Trump win. This is a big Trump win. And what I'd like to see, we'll see what happens at this White House press conference here. What I'd like to see is President Trump go a little bit further here and start to go on the attack and say, hey, great news for America. Okay, this is gonna produce jobs, and it's gonna bring back some of our manufacturing power, some of our manufacturing leverage in the global economy. But I'm okay with him coming out and waving a victory flag here, and I anticipate that. But I don't want that to be the force of this. He needs to come out here and he needs to go on the attack, and he needs to address how we even got into this situation. And he needs to be coming out and he needs to be saying, you know, this is great news that we got this deal done. And I think Tim Cook is at the White House today. President Trump stepping out right now. But he needs to be like, yeah, there's Trump with Cook. He needs to be like, why did these countries leave America to begin with and get into that? But Trump live at the White House with Vance, Cook, Lutnick, and Besant. Let's go live.
My book. Before we begin, I'd like to say a few words about the shooting at Fort Stewart in Georgia. As you know, five people were seriously wounded and two very, very seriously hurt around 11 o'clock this morning. The shooter is now in custody, and the Army Criminal Investigation Division is on site to ensure that the perpetrator of this atrocity, which is exactly what it is, will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. The entire nation is praying for the victims and their families, and hopefully they'll fully recover. And we can put this chapter behind, but we're not going to forget what happened. We're going to take very good care of this person that did this, horrible person. This afternoon, we're pleased to welcome to the White House one of the great and most esteemed business leaders and geniuses and innovators anywhere in the world, Apple CEO Tim Cook. It's an amazing job. Thanks as well to Secretary of the Treasury Scott Besant and Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick for being here, wherever you may be. Oh, there you are. Hello, fellas. I missed you. Today, Apple is announcing that it will invest $600 billion, that's with a B, in the United States over the next 4 years. That's $100 billion more than they were originally going to invest. And this is the largest investment Apple has ever made in America and anywhere else. And it's just an honor to have you. As you know, Apple's been an investor in other countries a little bit. I won't say which ones, but a couple. And they're coming home. $600 billion. It's the biggest there is. The company is also unveiling its ambitious new American manufacturing program, which will bring factories and assembly lines across our country all roaring to life. Areas that were not doing so well are doing very well. We have about $17 trillion coming into the United States, which is more than ever before. That's never even come close. There's never been anything like it. That's even a lot of money for you. But we have commitments of more than $17 trillion. That was as of a couple of weeks ago. These investments will directly create more than 20,000 brand new American jobs and many thousands more at the Apple suppliers like Corning, Broadcom, Texas Instruments, and Samsung, who all deal in that world. As part of this historic commitment, Apple will massively increase spending on its domestic supply chain for the iPhone and will build the largest and most sophisticated smart glass production line in the world in Harrodsburg, Kentucky, which is a great, actually, I did very well there. I like it because I see I did very well there. I did very well in Kentucky, but it's a great place. You're going to be very happy. I thought maybe while we're up, I'll interrupt my own speech by you might show them a little bit about the product that you're going to be doing in Kentucky, Tim.
Absolutely. Do you mind if I step up?
Yes, please.
This bond was made in the U.S., California, and this glass comes on the Corning line. It's engraved for President Trump. It's a unique unit of one. It was designed by a U.S. Marine Corps corporal, a former one, that works at Apple now.
He's done well.
Designed it for you. And the base comes from Utah and is 24 karat gold. And it sits, I'll take the liberty of setting it up.
Wow.
Well, there we go. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
The great people of Kentucky. You're going to find it a great place to do business, too. It's fantastic. Isn't that nice? We're doing these things now in the United States instead of other countries, faraway countries. This is a significant step toward the ultimate goal of ensuring that iPhones sold in the United States of America also are made in America. With the mass infusion of capital it's announcing today, Apple will also build a 250,000-square-foot server manufacturing facility in Houston and invest billions of dollars to construct data centers across the country from North Carolina to Iowa to Oregon. That's big stuff. Apple will also open state-of-the-art manufacturing economy. It's going to be a manufacturing academy in Detroit. And that's a great place to do. Well, you know, big things are happening in Michigan and Detroit. They're coming in because of what we've done with the, I call it the Great Big Beautiful Bill. I added one word, great. But we have probably the biggest, most comprehensive piece of legislation ever passed. It's going to mean unbelievable numbers of jobs and no jobs on, think of this, whether it's tips or overtime or Social Security, no tax. So no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime. And it's just a small bit of it. For Apple and others' businesses, we're talking about the deductions and all of the things. And actually, for people that go out and buy a car, first time it's ever been done, we talk about deductions for companies, but they're going to be able to deduct interest when they borrow money to buy a car. If it's made in America, has to be made in America. So it is amazing. And one of the reasons I think I can say that Apple's coming here is the legislation we just passed with this kind of investment. Apple will also open other facilities, rare earth magnets from Texas and build. Oh, I love that you're doing this. I love that. I love that. And build a brand new rare earth recycling line in Mountain Pass, California. I know that area. That's where they have a lot of truly rare earth. That's fantastic. I love that. And Apple will help develop and manufacture semiconductors and semiconductor equipment in Texas, Utah, Arizona, and New York. For years, Americans have watched as many of our leading tech giants built their factories overseas and exported American jobs abroad. But under the Trump administration, we're doing everything possible to make this the best place on earth to build a factory or grow businesses. I'm allowing them to build electric producing plants with their factory, because otherwise they'd have to hook into the grid. And I think it's one of the biggest things we've done, where you can build, Tim, your own electricity. You become your own electric manufacturer, and that goes along with the plant. So you become a utility. So congratulations, now you're in the utility. I hope they don't value your company based on utility, but that's okay. You're going to be making your own electricity. And as you probably know, for much of this and many of the things that we're doing, especially the AI, they would need actually double the electricity that the country now produces for everything. So it's massive electric, and they're going to be able to make their own, and they're getting very fast approvals. Lee Zeldin is doing a fantastic job, including with a 100% expensing on the one big, beautiful bill. In return, we're asking our businesses to invest in America, and they're coming in at levels that we've never seen before. So I don't know when it shows up, but there are a lot of factories and a lot of plants that are either under construction or soon will be starting construction. So can't tell you exactly when, but I want to be around in about a year from now and 2 years from now, because we're going to see an explosion, I think, like this country has never seen before. Never. Today's announcement is one of the largest commitments in what has become among the greatest investment booms in our nation's history. And we've got the hottest country anywhere in the world. You know, I told you the story that, and Tim, I'll tell you, but I went to the Middle East, and I was with Qatar. I was with UAE and the King of Saudi Arabia, all great leaders. And then I went to NATO and saw many great leaders. And we just finished that about 4 weeks ago. Virtually everyone said, in effect, that we were a dead country 1 year ago. America, this was a dead country. We were dying. We were dead. And now you've got the hottest country anywhere in the world. This would have never happened except for certain people. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. NVIDIA is investing $500 billion to go along with Apple, $600 billion. $600 billion. Micron, great company, is investing $200 billion. IBM is investing more than $150 billion. SoftBank is investing substantially more than $100 billion. TSMC is investing $200 billion. Johnson & Johnson, $55 billion. Merck, Stellantis, and General Motors are putting many, many billions in. They haven't determined the final number. And many other countries are investing tens of billions of dollars, that I'm not going to give you the whole list because the list is too long to read. But it's hundreds of billions and even trillions. I mean, it's trillions of dollars that's being invested right now. Last week, it was announced that our economy grew at 3% in the second quarter, and consumer confidence is surging. Blue-collar wages are rising rapidly. Costs are way down. You know, I listen to these horrendous frauds on CNN and various other fake news networks, and they say costs are up. No, costs are down. Gasoline is down. It's going to soon, I believe, be less than $2 a gallon. It's around $2.40 right now, many places other than in California where they tax you out of business, but and a couple of others. But gasoline is way down. The price of groceries are down. How about eggs? When I first came here, my first week, the press hit me very hard on eggs. Eggs had quadrupled or something. I said, I didn't know about it. Give me a chance. I've just been here for 4 days. Well, eggs are down. Everything's down. Price is down. The only thing that's up is stock prices. That's really up, and that's through the roof. The stock market has been hitting all-time records, all-time highs. Last week, it was announced that our economy grew at levels that we haven't seen in a long time. But the real levels of growth are going to be judged in a year from now when you start seeing some of these incredible plants, because we have car plants opening. They're coming in from Canada, from Mexico,
now, see,
and from all over the world.
I agree with Trump on that. But to sit here and say that the cost of living is down is just, it's just not happening, folks. And look, when you're in D.C. and you've got millions of dollars or whatever it is, you don't notice this stuff. OK, you don't look at your grocery bill. You don't look at the price per pound on a steak or ground beef. So they might really believe what they're saying here, or try to compare it to the Biden years with the rising costs that aren't there in the Trump years. But know that the costs are not down. They're just not. On eggs, yeah, but that was one, a singular issue that was inflated when they killed all the chickens. There's a lot of work to be done on this issue. But I do agree. I'd say you do maybe wait a year until you can really give it a grade. All right, continue.
I said, you're right. That's where it came from. And we've really just started. This is just in its infancy. So we have a great country. We have a country that is going to be very rich. It's a country that we're very proud of, but it's going to be very rich. And it's companies like Apple, they're coming home. They're all coming home. And we want them to come home. They have to come home. We're going to treat them really well. We're going to be putting a very large tariff on chips and semiconductors. But the good news for companies like Apple is if you're building in the United States or have committed to build, without question, committed to build in the United States, there will be no charge. In other words, we're not going to be charging. So a lot of countries, a lot of companies are leaving various other places and they're coming to the United States. So in other words, we'll be putting a tariff on of approximately 100% on chips and semiconductors. But if you're building in the United States of America, there's no charge, even though you're building and you're not producing yet in terms of the big numbers of jobs and all of the things that you're building. If you're building, there will be no charge. So I just want everyone to know that. And I didn't even tell you that inside. We discussed the concept, but I didn't. So it's a big factor. So 100% tariff on all chips and semiconductors coming into the United States. But if you've made a commitment to build, or if you're in the process of building, as many are, there is no tariff. Okay? If for some reason you say you're building and you don't build, then we go back and we add it up, it accumulates, and we charge you at a later date. You have to pay, and that's a guarantee. So that's a big statement, and I think the chip companies are all coming back home. They're all coming back. You know, we started with Intel, and gradually Intel was just taken over the coals. They were taken to the cleaners, frankly, and moved to other places, in particular Taiwan. But I think a lot of those companies are coming back, and they're coming back very rapidly. So that's a big statement. 100% tariff. I want to thank you very much, Tim. Would you like to say a few words about your company, please?
It's okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Mr. President, thank you very much for having me here today. You've been a great advocate for American innovation and manufacturing. I'm grateful for your leadership and your commitment. That's a commitment we share at Apple, because American innovation is central to everything we do. Our products are designed here, we're hiring and growing here, and we support 450,000 jobs with thousands of suppliers and partners in all 50 states. Earlier this year, we made our largest ever spending commitment, $500 billion to the U.S. over the next 4 years. That's already yielding results. Earlier this year, we broke ground on a new factory in Houston to make advanced AI servers. And just last month, the very
All right,
first test.
We are up against the break here. Tim Cook speaking from the White House. Look, this is this is what we've been talking about with what Trump is trying to do with the economy. So this is playing out how it should and how we anticipated it would. There's another big step, though, and that's the corporate tax rate. So they're cutting regulations. Let's cut the corporate tax rate next.
This is a major TheAlexJonesStore.com news alert. I am cutting this announcement on the 30th of July, 2025. That means you've only got 7 days to take advantage of this massive sale at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Store-wide, buy one bottle of any of the amazing supplements or any of the Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, you name it, and you get another item absolutely free at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And there's a catch, but it's a good catch. You gotta be a VIP. It's $30 a month. It's just like being an Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers, special sales. You get massive discounts on every product right away by being a VIP, and you can cancel with one click of your profile anytime. Go to thealexshowstore.com right now and get ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid. Buy one, get one free. Power Plant, next level energy, way stronger than even Turbo Force. It's crazy. You add it with methylene drive product, it's dangerous. Be careful. These are incredible products. The Shilajit capsules and gummies. Ultimate Burn, incredible natural fat burning formula. Works great, people love it. Ultimate CMOS gummies and the capsules. The very strongest turmeric. Prebiotics, probiotics, gut cleanse. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. The next 7 days, buy one, get one free when you're a VIP. I want to thank you all for your support. These are incredible products. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and experience what it does for your health and overall vitality, and know you're fighting the tip of the spear. Thank you so much for your support. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
I saw Alex Jones and he looks really good, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's losing all weight.
Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Hey, Alex looks good, man. Yeah, he lost some weight.
He
looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure.
Come on.
It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person. He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones went from looking like this to looking now like this. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked, showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
All right, I want to go back to the White House, inside the Oval Office. Tim Cook speaking about the deal that he and Apple just cut with President Trump. And let's go back.
Shared some kind words about that work, but he also asked us to think about what more we could commit to doing. And Mr. President, we took that challenge very seriously. I'm glad to be here with you today, and I'm very proud to say that today we're committing an additional $100 billion to the United States, bringing our total U.S. investment to $600 billion over the next 4 years. As a part of this, we're launching Apple's American Manufacturing Program. It will spur even more production right here in America for critical components used in Apple products all around the world. And we're thrilled to announce that we've already signed new agreements with 10 companies across America to do just that. First, with today's announcements, I'm proud to say that Apple is leading the creation of an end-to-end silicon supply chain right here in America, from design to equipment to wafer production to fabrication to packaging. In Texas, we're working with manufacturers like Texas Instruments, Global Wafers America, and Applied Materials. We're working with Amcor in Arizona and Broadcom and Global Foundries in New York. Thanks to President Trump's vision and with his help in his first term, we also led the way to bring TSMC to Arizona by committing to be their first and largest customer. Today, they're producing tens of millions of chips for Apple using one of the most advanced process technologies in America today. We're going to keep working with our suppliers to move even more of this incredibly advanced work to America. And this year alone, American manufacturers are on track to make 19 billion chips for Apple in 24 factories across 12 different states. Second, we're committed to buying American-made advanced rare earth magnets developed by MP Materials, which will become part of Apple's devices shipped around the world. MP is the only fully integrated rare earth producer in the United States, and with this partnership, they'll be significantly expanding their flagship facility in Fort Worth, Texas. We're also thrilled to work together on a cutting-edge rare earth recycling line in Mountain Pass, California. And third, in Kentucky, we've worked with our partners at Corning to build the world's largest and most advanced smartphone glass production line. And I'm pleased to announce that very soon, this is for the first time ever, every single new iPhone and every single new Apple Watch sold anywhere in the world will contain cover glass made in Kentucky. In addition to the American manufacturing program, we're also significantly growing our investments in AI, including expanding data center capacity in North Carolina, in Nevada, in Iowa, in Arizona, and Oregon. So we're going to keep making investments right here in America. We're going to keep hiring in America. And we're going to keep building technologies at the heart of our products right here in America. Because we're a proud American company, and we believe deeply in the promise of this great nation. Thank you all, and thank you, President Trump, for putting American innovation and American jobs front and center. Thank you, sir.
Great honor.
Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. What a job he's done. What a job.
Incredible.
I want to thank you very much, and thank you, J.D., for helping along. Good job. Really good job. Any questions, please?
Mr. President,
yes.
You promised on the campaign trail to bring forth a manufacturing renaissance. You just mentioned $17 trillion in your first 7 months or so.
Right.
Can you talk about how an investment like this, all the other ones that you laid out, will positively impact the millions of Americans that trusted you with their vote?
Thank you very much. It changes our country. I mean, our country is a very different country than it was 6 months ago. And people like Tim are coming. We had Micron in yesterday. We had all of the big, great companies that you read about, you don't know about, but you read about. Many of them were making products outside of our country. Foolishly, we lost them. If we had the right person sitting in that seat, that would have never happened 20 and 30 years ago. When you look at the chip business, it would have never left our shores. We had 100% of chips originally, and then we slowly got taken down to nothing. We have the biggest chip companies, to both of them, but we have the biggest in the world coming in. They're going to Arizona and beyond. And we're going to have, in a short period of time, we'll be up to almost 50% of the chips from starting in nothing. And that's something. But we have the greatest companies in the world coming into our country. And that means jobs. And it means wealth. And wealth means security for our people. Okay? Brian?
Yes, sir. Congratulations on this investment. President Trump and
thank you.
Great example of putting America first. What does the labor force look like to fill these jobs that you have? Do we have enough skilled American workers to fill these?
Well, we do have a lot of workers, and we have a lot of workers that hadn't been looking for work because they were disincentivized, frankly. And people like Tim have tremendous schools and training centers that they build along with a lot of their big plants where they train people on whether it's glass, like in Kentucky, or computers or whatever they might be doing. It's a complex world, and they train people, and they do a great job. So it's a whole new workforce. Now, we have a lot of them in energy because, you know, they've always liked energy. As you know, coal has opened up and opened up big. We brought it back and brought it back in a very large way. You know, China's right now building 58 coal-fired plants, 58 big ones. And here we were saying we don't take coal. We have more coal than anybody else in the world. We have more oil and gas than anybody else in the world. But we have tremendous energy jobs. And the energy, as you know, we're booming with energy. And that's why the gasoline prices are down. Costs are down. I just hope when they watch these shows, I watch this. I won't use names because I just make them better known that nobody knows who they are. But I watch this group of people on CNN and MSDNC, too, the same thing, where they say, well, costs have gone up. Costs haven't gone up. They've gone down. I'm telling you, the thing that's gone up is stock prices and success of our country. Our country is really, really doing well, successful. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Mr. President, have Putin and Zelensky agreed to a summit yet? And where and when would that be?
Well, there's a very good prospect that they will. And we haven't determined where, but we had some very good talks with President Putin today. And there's a very good chance that we could be ending the end of that road. That road was long and continues to be long. But there's a good chance that there will be a meeting very soon.
How close do you think you are to a deal?
Excuse me?
How close do you think you are to some kind of deal?
Well, I don't want to say. I've been disappointed before with this one. You know, we've solved five wars, plus add to that Iran, where we wiped out their nuclear capacity for weapons. They would have had a weapon within 2 months, maybe less, and that was totally obliterated. Turned out it was a total obliteration. And the pilots and the people that did that job are really, we have the greatest armed forces in the world, but that was really something. In fact, there's a model of the plane right there. So, you got to bring that up, Susie. We have to see that. Look at this. This was just given to me. You know, we ordered brand new B-2 bombers. This is a plane that over a period of 36 hours of constant flying. Look at this. So this is the brand new one they just ordered. Similar, but actually quite different. It's new and enhanced. It's an amazing machine. It went 36 hours. We had 52 tankers up in the air loading up our planes because this was surrounded by F-22s and F-35s, and it was flawless, Tim. Even you would say it was flawless. And every one of those bombs hit their target. And then we had Tomahawks shot in from a submarine 300 miles away, and they hit every single Tomahawk hit its target. It was amazing. And that was a big threat. That was a nuclear threat. And here's the new one that we just ordered, a large number of them.
Mr. President, what was the breakthrough today? Did Vladimir Putin make some kind of concession that he hasn't been willing to make before?
I don't call it a breakthrough. I mean, we've been working on this a long time. There are thousands of young people dying, mostly soldiers, but also, you know, missiles being hit into Kiev and other places. But in terms of soldiers, I think Russia's lost over 20,000 since the beginning of the year. 20,000. And I guess the estimate for Ukraine is about 9,000. It's a terrible situation. We want to get it stopped. You know, we don't have American soldiers there, but I feel I have an obligation to get it stopped. This was not my war. This war would have never started, not even a chance. And it didn't start for 4 years. I went 4 years and it didn't start. But this is Biden's war. This was on his watch. And, you know, it's funny. We had no land was taken from Trump. It was taken from Bush. It was taken from Biden. The whole thing they would take from Biden if it weren't for us. But it was and it was taken by Obama. Take a look at what was taken with all of the land that was taken. Nothing was taken by Russia from us. Not one ounce of land was taken. I'm here to get the thing over with. It would have never started if I were president. And we're here to get it stopped and get the death stopped. Yeah, please.
Mr. President, in the past, you said you would know if Putin was hacking you along. What gives you any confidence that he is or isn't doing that this time around?
Can't answer the question yet. I'll tell you in a matter of weeks, maybe less. But we've made a lot of progress. And as you know, we put a 50% tariff on India. on oil. They're the second largest. They're very close to China in terms of the purchase of oil from Russia. But so I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But we've had very productive talks today. Yes, ma'am.
President Trump, unfederalizing D.C., are you considering taking over the D.C. police? Is that an option on the table?
We're considering it, yeah, because the crime is ridiculous. I could show you a chart comparing D.C. to other locations, and you're not going to want to see what it looks like. It was just up on television, actually, they were showing it. Now, we want to have a great, safe capital, and we're going to have it. And that includes cleanliness and it includes other things. We have a capital that's very unsafe. You know, we just almost lost a young man, beautiful, handsome guy that got the hell knocked out of him the night before last. And I'm going to call him now. We wanted to give him a little recovery time. We just put a call into him. They're calling back in a little while. But he went through a bad situation, to put it mildly. And there's too much of it. We're gonna do something about it. So whether you call it federalized or what. And that also includes the graffiti that you see, the papers all over the place, the roads that are in bad shape, the medians that are falling down, the median in between roads that's falling down. We're going to beautify the city. We're going to make it beautiful. And what a shame. The rate of crime, the rate of muggings, killings, and everything else, we're not going to let it. And that includes bringing in the National Guard, maybe very quickly, too.
And do you want Congress to look at overturning the D.C. Home Rule Act?
We're going to look at that. In fact, the lawyers are already studying it. We have to run D.C. This has to be the best-run place in the country, not the worst-run place in the country. And it has so much potential, and we're going to take care of it. You're going to be safe. You're going to be safe walking down streets. You're not going to get mugged.
Mr. President, if you do reach a deal with Ukraine and Russia, would you drop the additional tariffs on India?
Well, we'll determine that later, but right now they're paying a 50% tariff. Okay?
One for Mr. Cook as well.
Yeah, please. Sure.
The president wants a made-in-the-USA iPhone. What are the chances that you can actually make that happen?
Well, if you look at the bulk of it, we're doing a lot of the semiconductors here. We're doing the glass here. We're doing the Face ID module here. And so there's a ton of it. And we're doing these for products sold elsewhere in the world. And so there's a lot of content in there from the United States.
But what about the whole thing?
We're very proud of it.
Can you make the whole thing?
The whole thing is just the final assembly that you're focused on. And that will be elsewhere for a while.
He makes many of the components here. And we've been talking about it. And the whole thing is set up at other places. And it's been there for a long time. So in terms of cost and all. But I think we may incentivize him enough that one day he'll be bringing that. But he brings most of the stuff. Look, he's not making this kind of an investment anywhere in the world, not even close. He's coming back. I mean, Apple's coming back to America. Thank you.
Indian officials have said that there are other countries that are buying Russian oil.
It's okay.
Like China, for instance,
it's
buys
okay.
more.
Yeah.
Why are you singling India out for these additional sanctions?
It's only been 8 hours, so let's see what happens over the next...
Yeah. Sanctions.
Yeah. You're going to see a lot more.
So this is a taste of
what... You're going to see a lot more. You're going to see so much secondary sanctions. Yes, ma'am.
Sorry. You were the driving force behind Operation Warp Speed, these mRNA vaccines that are the gold standard.
Right.
Now your health secretary is pulling back all the funding for research. He's saying that the risks outweigh the benefits, which puts him at odds with
research
the entire medical community and with you. What is going on?
Research on what?
Into mRNA vaccines.
Well, we're going to look at that. We're talking about it, and they're doing a very good job. And, you know, that is a past. With Operation Warp Speed was, whether you're Republican or Democrat, considered one of the most incredible things ever done in this country. The efficiency, the way it was done, the distribution, everything about it has been amazing. But, you know, that was now a long time ago, and we're on to other things. But we are speaking about it. We have meetings about it in tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and we'll determine. We're looking for other answers to other problems, to other sicknesses and diseases. And I think we're doing really well. Yes, ma'am, please.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You said many times that you want to stop wars in the Middle East. Now Prime Minister Netanyahu is contemplating reoccupying Gaza entirely. Is he defying you, sir, or are you giving him a green light?
Well, we have stopped wars in the Middle East by stopping Iran from having a nuclear weapon, and they can say they're going to start all over again, but that's a very dangerous thing for them to do, because we'll be back. As soon as they start, we'll be back. And I think they understand that. They're just words. But no, we've stopped a lot of wars in the Middle East. If you think about what we did with Iran, Iran was the perpetrator of hate, a very evil place, and I think it's going to be a lot different in the coming years.
I've got an entertainment-based question for you. A few weeks ago, Stephen Colbert announced that he was leaving his show. Howard Stern announced that he and Sirius XM Radio are parting ways. Do you think the hate Trump business model that's been in the entertainment business is going out of business because it's not popular with the American people?
Well, it hasn't worked, and it hasn't worked really for a long time, and I would say pretty much from the beginning. Colbert has no talent. I mean, I could take anybody here. I could go outside on the beautiful streets and pick a couple of people that do just as well or better. They get higher ratings than he did. He's got no talent. Fallon has no talent. Kimmel has no talent. They're next. They're going to be going. I hear they're going to be going. I don't know, but I would imagine because they get, you know, Colbert has better ratings than Kimmel or Fallon. You know that. Howard Stern, it's a name I haven't heard. I used to do a show, used to have fun, but I haven't heard that name in a long time. What happened? He got terminated?
Yeah, they're going to separate ways because I think what they're offering salary-wise is real low than what he's getting.
You know when he went down?
Whenever you want.
You know when he went down? No, before, when he endorsed Hillary Clinton, he lost his audience. People said, give me a break. He went down when he endorsed Hillary Clinton.
Mr. President, have you talked to Governor Cuomo? Have you started interviewing Fed candidates yet?
Yeah, and we've started the interviewing process. Scott and I and Howard, a lot of people, J.D., we're all, we have some great candidates. It's probably down to three. He doesn't want the job. He said, do you like this job better?
Yes, sir.
I mean, he was a candidate, but I don't think he'll take it. I really don't think he'd take it, actually.
Are there any candidates from Wall Street, Mr. President?
Yeah. Essentially, we're all from Wall Street, aren't we? You know, when you get right down to it, the Mr. term Wall Street. Yeah, please.
Yep. You made your tax cuts permanent. You mentioned that the tariffs are bringing in a ton of external revenue. You've opened up markets, the EU, Japan, South Korea, many others, to American goods like we've never seen before. How much growth can we expect in the economy now that this model of yours is sort of beginning to really take off?
Well, I think the growth is going to be unprecedented. I think we're going to have growth that's unbelievable. Now, remember, we're building and just starting to build a lot of these incredible plants. We talked about the electric facilities that we're building, the electric generating plants. They're massive, and they're going to be great. And they're going to sell excess electricity into our grid. So we're going to be having much more electricity than we ever had. And those plants are going to be taken care of individually. I know Tim is building one in one of his big factories, but especially for AI, because it needs so much electricity. So I appreciate the question very much. And I think the growth is going to be unprecedented.
Mr. President, did you have a phone call with Andrew Cuomo?
I haven't. No, I haven't.
Mr. President, have you been briefed on what Ghislaine Maxwell told Todd Blanche?
No, I haven't.
I don't know whether Todd is a very respected person
all over the country, all over the world legally, so I don't know.
Mr. President.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Will the new Fed governor be temporary?
We're probably going to go with a temp and then a permanent, I think.
The
temp is going to be named, I'd say, over the next 2-3 days, and then we're going to go permanent.
Are the two Kevins the leading contenders for the permanent spot for the chair?
Well, the two Kevins? Mm-hmm. The two Kevins are absolutely, yeah. They're both very good.
Mr. President, the two Kevins, very good.
Mr. President, is Vice President Vance hosting a gathering this evening to talk about how to respond to the Epstein situation?
Is he working on what?
Is he hosting some kind of gathering of top advisors this evening to talk about how to respond to the Epstein situation?
I don't know. I could ask you that question. I don't know of it, but I think here's the man right here.
I saw it reported today, and it's completely fake news. We're not meeting to talk about the Epstein situation. And I think the reporter who reported it needs to get better sources.
Look, the whole thing is a hoax. It's put out by the Democrats because we've had the most successful six months
no.
in the history.
This
of
was
our
such
country.
A great press conference, and now you're going to do this. Good God.
Okay. Yeah, please.
A new Gallup poll
Good Lord.
Says that Elon Musk is the most unpopular public figure in the country right now. I'm wondering, do you miss having him around the White House, or is that poll accurate?
I don't know if the poll's accurate. I think he's a good person. I think he had a bad moment, really bad moment. He's a good person. I believe that.
President Trump, are you keeping that 10 and 12 day deadline?
China facing potential secondary sanctions for Russian oil. Them having that tariff or sanction, rather, or not hinges on what going forward?
It may happen. I mean, I don't know. I can't tell you yet, but I can. We did it with India. We're doing it probably with a couple of others. One of them could be China. Yes.
Are you keeping that 10 to 12 day deadline that you had given Russia after today's talks?
Yeah, we're pretty much getting close to it right now. But we're having very serious talks right now about getting out of Ukraine, getting it settled, getting it ended. Should have never started, would have never started. If I were president, it would have never started. I want to thank Tim Cook. He's a great, great man, a visionary, a businessman, just about every quality he can have other than athleticism. I don't know. But I'm looking at him. I'm not 100% sure about you. You're a good athlete. I'll bet you're pretty good. I think he's good at everything. But I want to thank you very much, Tim.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Really good at pitching and catching. Other than that, all right. You know, that was really, everything was going really good. And then he calls the Epstein thing a hoax. It's just roll your eyes. All right, whatever. So aside from that, this is what we need. We need economic press conferences. We need, now I'm not going to sit here and get into it. Prices are down and all that stuff. They're not. I mean, compared to the Biden administration, okay, you're doing better on the economy than Biden. But no, the cost of living is still up. Americans are still struggling financially. That's not your fault, Trump. But let's not gaslight people here and pretend like the grocery store bill and energy bills aren't extremely high. Okay, so let's just get everything right. But other than that, that's the type of stuff. People are sick of hearing about Middle East issues. They want to hear about how we're going to fix the economy. That's what they want to hear about. And we want to hear about how we're going to clean up our cities. We want to hear about how we're going to get young Americans to invest and believe in the future of America again. That's what we want to hear about. So overall, I'd say that was good, but had to just give us a little Epstein hoax jab just to really just to put a little poop on it.
I'm only as strong as you are backing me. Have you figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason, because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history, maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the t-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection, all of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, Total Boost Your Immune System, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything, all of it, already discounted. Buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. You have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back, and then some, simply by becoming a subscriber in the profile. Cancel one click anytime. You need to try our Ultra Methylene Blue. Talk to your physician first. If you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician, or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check those interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. Same thing with the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Shilajit. Get the pills, the gummies. It's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% cumanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there. at thealexjonesstore.com, and the widest selection of T-shirts, ball caps, and more. Like it's I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500 plus designs now. It's just it's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.